You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Student Radio Association show on In Radio, where we delve into the world of student radio and showcase the best of it. I'm Scott Hastie, the SRA's music officer. If you're signed up to our SRA newsletter, you'll have seen that the SRA are at Field Day Festival in London this weekend, and we'll be bringing you a special show of what we get up to at the festival next Friday. We'll be heading down this weekend thanks to Jägermeister, who have their own stage at the festival called Jägerhaus, and I have coming up a chat with Jägerhaus events manager Sam Green. I'm going to tell you more about Field Day and Jägerhaus after this record from James Blake, who headlines the Saturday of the festival. James Blake and Bon Iver there with I Need a Forest Fire from James's new album The Colour in Anything, which he'll be showcasing at Field Day Festival this weekend in London. The festival takes place in Victoria Park on Saturday and Sunday, with PJ Harvey headlining the Sunday. We at the SRA are super excited about the lineup on the Jägerhaus stage, which is a really exciting installation and stage brimming with creativity, wonder, and of course Jägermeister. Metronomy and Mystery Jets head up a bill that includes Georgia, Fuse and The Invisible, amongst others. Here is events manager Sam Green from Jägerhaus telling us more about what it actually is.
The Jaeger House is an award-winning activation that we built last year, which toured the country, and we're doing the same thing this year. It's comprised of seven unique spaces with various areas to discover. So when you come into the house, there's a lot to discover about the brand, about our cocktails, and obviously the music side of it. So I can go into... Do you want me to go into all the rooms? Or?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear about the whole house.
Yeah. The whole house. Yeah, so as you would enter the house, you enter through a tunnel which sort of has mist, and you can smell the Jägermeister herbs and spices. There's various quirks about Jägermeister, sort of its 383 quality checks. You then enter into the lodge area, which has a lot to discover. It's got our artists on the wall. And again, just, you know, information about Jägermeister. We've also got a bar where you can sample some of our drinks, which we've always got the ice cold shot, Route 56, which is Jägermeister and ginger beer, which is really one of our summer drinks this year. It's lovely. And then from there, you'll move through into the closet. It's almost like a Nadia closet kind of look and feel, into our backyard, where it's just really, it's a chill out space. We have DJs playing in the afternoon. And then from that area, from about 6 o'clock, we have live bands playing in the warehouse area. And then that section of the house will then open up, where we have live bands and DJs playing right until sort of the early hours of the morning. But the whole space is just, you know, there's just lots to see, lots to do. It's a really chilled out space, and there's bars throughout, so there's a lot of chance to sample all the cocktails that Jägermeister has to offer.
That sounds really cool, really creative, I love it. Would you say that the Jäger House is one of the best atmospheres on site at any festival it appears at?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the Jäger House, I mean, it's obviously my opinion, but I think it's, you know, it's a huge step forward in terms of activations on site. And, you know, we definitely feel that we are giving our customers a lot more to experience when coming to the festival, you know, not only through the drinks, but through the music as well.
So let's talk about the acts appearing at the Jäger House this year at Field Day. Who have you managed to book for your stage?
Well, obviously we've got Metronomy, who are playing for us on the Saturday night. Obviously they featured at Field Day last year as on their main stage, and they'll be coming back with a special DJ set for us following the announcement of their new album, Summer 08, which is due to be released in July, so it's perfect timing for us. And then obviously we've got The Invisible, we've got Cabbage, we've got Jamie Isaac on the Sunday, we've got 370 Adventures, we've got The Duke of Spirits, Telegram, Stevie Parker's, Saltwater Sun. So yeah, you know, Mystery Jets, which is also great because they're playing on the main stage as well at Field Day. So yeah, we've got a really, really strong lineup this year. We're really excited about it.
Cool. Is there anyone in particular that you're personally excited about?
Within the Jäger House?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be Metronomy. I've never heard, seen them play live, so I'm really excited about that one. I didn't get to see them last year, so it'd be nice to see them in our own house, definitely.
So this is the first time that the SRA have actually been to Field Day. What can you tell us about the festival itself?
The festival, I mean, obviously this is our only London festival that we attend. The festival itself is creative, it's chilled, it's got a really, really nice feel about it. And it's obviously targeted at, you know, sort of the influential London trendsetters, which is perfect for us because it's our right demographic that we target, which is your sort of 34 to 35-year-olds. So it's bang within the sort of target market that Jägermeister is looking for. But generally, it's just an incredible, creative, chilled festival. It's definitely one of the favourites.
Yeah, I kind of get the feel that it is quite a chilled out festival, especially, I mean, some of the acts have booked like James Blake and PJ Harvey are obviously headlining, and that's really, like, that's a place that sort of sounds like you can make some good memories, some nice chilled memories. So what's the history of Jäger House being at festivals? What ones have you done so far?
Well, this is our first one for this season. So as I mentioned earlier on, the Jäger House was first launched last year, where we did a series of five festivals across the country. So it was Field Day, Kendall, Boomtown, Beat Herder, and Bestival. This year we are returning to Field Day, we're returning to Kendall Calling and to Bestival, and we're still to announce our fourth festival. Hopefully we should be able to announce by the end of the month.
That's pretty cool. You've spoken about Bestival and Kendall as well, saying that those ones are still to come. Are you looking forward to them?
Yeah, yeah. Again, you know, we spend quite a bit of time choosing the festival that we take the Jaeger House to, and you know, we ensure that we get sort of strong, credible festivals, and I think we've done that in our lineup for this year. So no, I mean, Kendall again is, you know, it's an amazing festival. It's, you know, the setting where Kendall is just absolutely beautiful down by the Lake Districts, which is really pretty. And then obviously Bestival is, you know, is an incredible festival in itself, and it's had a good reputation for many years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the SRA are really looking forward to coming down this weekend, Field Day. But lastly, why should people who are at Field Day this weekend come to Jaeger House?
Because it's cool. It's cool. No, I mean, there's lots to see. There's a lot to discover. We've got a great lineup this year. You know, and not to forget, you know, we've got fantastic cocktails and drinks on offer. It's just a really, really good place to hang out with your mates, enjoy good music, good cocktails, and a good vibe.
The Avalanches was Since I Left You, and they play their first UK show back from their long hiatus at Fieldy Festival this weekend. Thank you to Sam Green and Jaeger House for the chat and for letting us come down and experience what seems like a great and unique festival experience. You'll be able to hear how we get on next week as Phoenix Martins and Harriet Winter join us on site at Field Day for the SRA and from the Jaeger House. If you're going along to Field Day, make sure you go along. If you're not lucky enough to be going, make sure you check out the Jaeger House at Kendall Calling in July and Bestival in August, as Jaeger House bring their amazing stage to those festivals as well. That's all we have time for on this Field Day preview show, but make sure you check out the festival and Jaeger House online at fielddayfestivals.com. I've been SRA Music Officer Scott Hasty, and this has been the Student Radio Association show on In Radio. Bye for now.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk. You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome along to another Student Radio Association show on In Radio, where we love to showcase the best in student radio from all over the United Kingdom. For the past month and a bit, we've had the exciting opportunity to give student stations a chance to present their own shows on BBC Radio 1. That's right, actual Radio 1, the dream of every person in student radio. The SRA have worked with them to create a Monday night slot on the station called Radio 1 Presents, and this week it was University Radio Bath, or URB, that provided the goods. And as the SRA's music officer, I have to say this might be my favourite playlist yet. URB gave us a show called 16 Shades of Love. I'll tell you all about it in a minute, but for just a glimpse of the genius of the playlist, here's a song that actually got played on Radio 1 on Monday night. Spice Girls' classic banger, Two Becomes One.
Set your spirit free.
URB's 16 Shades of Love was a show with a real story. Presenter Jamie and producer Johnny tell the story of what it's like to fall in love, starting with getting lucky meeting your special someone, using Daft Punk of course, to your first kiss, courtesy of One Direction, to actually playing the Lonely Island's timeless hit I Just Had Sex on Radio 1. And then, like every great tale, there comes a turning point where things start to go downhill, which is soundtracked through Shaggy, One Republic and this next tune. Again, this was actually played on Radio 1 on Monday night. James Blunt's universally known banger, Goodbye My Lover.
Did I disappoint you or let you down? Should I be feeling guilty or let the judges frown? 'Cause I saw the end before we'd begun. Yes, I saw you were blind and I knew I had won. So I took what's mine by eternal right. Took your soul out into the night. It may be over, but it won't stop there. I am here for you if you'd only care. You touched my heart, you touched my soul, changed my life and all my goals. And love is blind, and that I knew when my heart was blinded by you. I've kissed your lips and held your head, shared your dreams and shared your bed. I know you well, I know your smell. I've been addicted to you. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I am a dreamer, and when I wake, you can't break my spirit. It's my dreams you take. And as you move on, remember me. Remember us and all we used to be. I've seen you cry, I've seen you smile, I've watched you sleeping for a while. I'd be the father of your child, I'd spend a lifetime with you. I know your fears and you know mine. We've had our doubts but now we're fine. And I love you, I swear that's true. I cannot live without you. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
This is the Student Radio Association show on N Radio, and we've been chatting about University Radio Bath's seriously terrific show, 16 Shades of Love, which aired on Radio 1 on Monday night. A massive well done to URB and Jamie and Johnny who made the show. It's great. If you head over to our website, studentradio.org.uk, you can see all of the other shows that have aired so far on Radio 1's playlist slot. But for now, that's all we have time for. I've been Scott Hastie, the music officer for the SRA. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.